This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guess what? Another hour of conversation. You are about to enter into the O-Zone. That is where people, after Jennifer or Jay say something, they say, oh.
Oh.
Oh. I didn't know that. All right, so it's the DJV program. Yes, it is the O-Zone. There are other implications, I understand, from that, and I'm not going into that, only from the ladies' perspective. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirstner, Victoria will be back on tomorrow. The SpaceX mission. Did you follow this? Everybody,
they're
over
home.
The weekend,
yeah.
They got back and safe and sound. Went around the Earth 50 times. Very cool. Mission commander, the fellow who paid the bill, said that it was a heck of a ride. I'd say that was an interesting quote, much as anything else. This fellow's name what's this guy's name? What was the name of the fellow who paid for
Jared Isaacman.
Isaacman. That's right, too. Isaacman. And he was a former pilot, apparently. Made a lot of money with something like, what was that? What was the payment for ADP? Remember that?
Payroll,
who founded it, became a senator from New Jersey. I'm trying to remember his name. I can see his face. I remember talking to him on a few occasions. So, this guy he came up with a payment processing company. Why is there so much money in that would be my question. Because that's what PayPal? That's what, what's his face from Tesla did. He created that. And apparently when he sold it out, he got billions of dollars. Why?
Yeah.
How does PayPal make money? They take
everybody. Well, I think they take a transaction fee for sure. But they've also gone out to offering loans. They've offered credit cards. I mean, they are a financial institution. Yeah.
They charge a fee if you want your money immediately transferred, or you could do the, 3 to 5 days.
So what's different about it than using a credit card? I don't want to go down a side street here, but I have a PayPal account. Some people pay me for things on the farm with a PayPal account. I've never liked using it because I think it's awkward. For me, it is anyway. But I know a lot of people, who use it. And Elon Musk was the one who came up with the idea. So what is it? Why is it preferable to other things that are around? Why would people
I mean, it takes the place of cash, or for some people who can't get credit cards, it's a way to transfer money back and forth, I think. So it's just another option. So many people, and now forget PayPal, that's almost obsolete. Now people are all using Venmo, or they're using Zelle, I don't know how
What's
you say
that.
Zelle is like through your bank account where you can do automatic transfers. Like I could Zelle you $50 from my bank account, and it would go right into your bank account.
But what's the deal? Why not just give people a check? Well, why
people
not just...
don't use checks anymore, Dougie.
Yeah.
I use checks all the time, thanks very much.
I know.
You are in the minority of that
one. Yeah,
no, that's tough. Too bad. Anyway, the real story here is that there was a great mission, and apparently there's another one planned. There are a lot of, there's this on the commercial sort of the reality side, and then there's, what the Chinese are doing, and what we have George Bush and Barack Obama to thank for us being behind the eight ball when it comes to space, because they both... Bush cut the money for NASA so he could spend it blowing up Iraq and to a lesser extent Afghanistan. And then Obama just did. Well, Obama didn't get a lot of stuff, and that was one of the things he didn't get. What's the benefit of going to space? Or it just seemed like he was when you would address him, people would ask him questions. about the space program. It was like looking at a deer in the headlights. He just didn't get it. And one of the great national treasures, in my opinion, over the years, even though I don't like government, has been what NASA has done, what it's created.
Oh, it was a great unifier. Everyone would stand around the TV and watch the launches.
Right.
root for our success, I think it's really missing right now. What do we do that for anymore? Is there anything that we all stand together for and root for American success? I mean, even in Afghanistan, there's people who are like out to lunch on that. It's just strange.
Yeah, it is. All right, speaking of other countries, a lot of Haitians are on the Texas border, and the INS says you got to go back to where you came from, but they seem not to want to move.
This is insane. If you've been seeing images, and the government actually stopped, the Biden administration made it a no-fly zone over this bridge in Del Rio, Texas, because they didn't want the images out there. Over 10,000 people, not from Mexico, not from from Central America, excuse me, not from places where you can walk, but Haitians found themselves on the shores of Del Rio, crossing the rivers. I mean, the reason they made it a no-fly zone is because the news organizations were using drones to capture video, and the Biden administration was like, nope, we don't want that. We don't want people to see that there's a problem.
How can they get away with that? I guess that would be the... Maybe now they have.
I don't know.
Because everybody
knows.
Because
the media is in the tank for them. I mean, if Trump said, I don't want any pictures of this, that's all you would get pictures of all the time, is what Trump would say. I don't want you taking pictures of this. I mean, it's ridiculous. But the media complies.
The news media isn't the news media. It's where, it's how can I do you a favor, sort of. You know, we want to stay in good stead with you, so we'll do what you ask us to do.
So crazy, but there were 12,000 plus migrants packed under the international bridge in Del Rio, Texas. And so the U.S. was like, whoa, this isn't even what we thought should be, was even too much for them. So 300 plus Haitians were returned home. But think about it. If there are 12,000 plus.
So how'd they get there? But
300
that's not,
plus.
They're not on the, that's not on the ocean. How'd they get there? If you look at a map of Texas, you see Harlingen, you see Brownsville, McAllen, those areas down there, they're right on.
Del Rio's getting slammed, though.
But it's, if it's west of San Antonio, that puts it inland a couple of hundred miles anyway. So how are they getting up to there?
I know there's a lot of images of them walking across the Rio Grande River. I don't know where they're, I don't know how it works. I don't know where they're coming from, but boy, are they there. I mean, all you have to do is just take a look. And they are sending some back. The government is saying that they're trying to send some back. But again, 12,000 are there and they send 300 back. So you tell me if that's enough.
No, it's not a good look. As California goes, speaking of look, so goes the nation, is the question I would ask after I see California moving closer to decriminalizing psychedelic drugs. Medical marijuana has been legal there for 25 years. I thought psychedelic drugs, well, they've never been legal, but they've certainly been plentiful. And isn't that where Timothy Leary started back in the 60s? All the psychedelic stuff seemed to come from California, at least in my memory anyway. But there are other places up in Oregon. Voters approved magic mushroom decriminalization last year. That was like a song.
I don't even know what to say. At first, it's like... Okay, they're not really arresting people for that anyway. If you if you get caught with magic mushrooms with this district attorney, nothing's going to happen to you. So,
but why are they illegal to begin with?
But I also think that
why is alcohol legal and tobacco legal and this kind of stuff isn't?
Yeah,
isn't it so obvious why? Because there's so much money and power and control in the hands of the druggies. The drug manufacturers and the tobacco
people. When it comes to
people.
Psychedelics, I think it puts you in a different state than, for instance, marijuana and alcohol.
I don't know. I've never taken it, but I know people who did during the 60s, and it killed a lot of people, frankly.
It also doesn't put you in a state necessarily. I mean, I don't know. I'm not like a drug expert because I've never done any of these things. So I'm just speaking from what I've heard. There are certain drugs that I do think need to, and most of the time I'd say legalize it because I'm over, more libertarian in this way. But there are some drugs, and I can, like meth, that when people use them, they become these zombies walking up and down the street, and the homeless, this is an incredibly cheap drug, so the homeless get a hold of them. It's not helping their scenario. It's putting people at risk. And so I guess that would be the argument on the other side, is that, you know, it does put people's lives at risk, not necessarily the magic mushrooms, but other drugs, when we talk about what should be criminal and what shouldn't be.
Legal drugs, Oxy, put people's lives at risk.
100%.
So there's so much... It's so obvious.
It's a sticky argument.
What's going on?
Years ago, bath salts, where you had people that believed they were zombies and they were eating each other. They were actually people on something called bath salts were eating each other. They were like,
what do you mean?
They went all zombie bath style.
There was a story out of Florida where a guy was eating somebody's face on the street because he was high on bath salts. And I don't think they're your common bath salts, but it was like some kind of modification, right? I don't even know.
I don't know. It's some drug. It's not like bath salts.
Some drug. No, it's not like your lavender.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Your Epsom salt.
Oil balls.
Right.
Bunga bunga. All right. Let's get to something sweet, like a remembrance of Everybody Loves Raymond. Because this week is the 25th anniversary of the first show. So maybe, can we lighten it up a little bit? Everybody loves Raymond after
this. Yeah, let's lighten it up with feeling old.
Yeah, thank you.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, so I was just talking to the ladies off the air about the fellow who created Everybody Loves Raymond. It was Ray Romano and a fellow named Phil Rosenthal, Rosengarten. Phil Rosenthal and Rosengarten's represented Everybody Loves Raymond, and this guy represented me for a couple of years when I was doing some things a little differently than I am now. And I remember the first time we had lunch was at the Friars Club in New York, and he told me, at that point, I think it had been 2 or 3 years, maybe 4, since, it may have been 5, it's 20 years ago, since Everybody Loved Raymond got on the air. And he said, I'll never have to work again. My children will never have to work 100%. In their lives. And nobody, there was so much money made. And
syndication. And
right.
It's such a great show, too. You know, the thing that makes me feel sad about it is that my grandmother, I always called her Mima, loved this show. And she'd say, Raymond thought she'd sit and watch the show and just laugh. And after she had her stroke, we would still turn it on and sit there. And I'd hold her hand and we'd watch it together. And she would laugh. And
it was actually funny.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was a great
It was
great
one
show.
Of those shows that was, the stuff around today is not funny. They have canned laughter. I remember Rory took me to a couple of tapings of it, and the audience actually, it was a four-camera show, four different camera angles, that's what they call it, and they had an audience that laughed. They didn't have to put a laugh track in. It was, the audience laughed, and it was funny, which is, you know, something really that doesn't, any comedies win, by the way, on the Emmys? I haven't seen any. Comedies and all that.
Their definition of comedy in Hollywood is different than ours,
different
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
20, 20
10
minutes
laughs,
of the hour.
Cute.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at novaliftna.com/save.
Right, 3 after the hour now in the DJV program. Okay, let's get to the gossip here because that's oftentimes what is on the trending curve on a lot of social media. So there have been pictures of Adele with her boyfriend.
They made it Instagram official.
Yeah.
So now this is the real real.
This is the real real boyfriend.
No, this is like marriage.
No more inside sources. Yeah.
Right. Really. So I don't know. There's something about her looks now that I wonder if she's okay. She sounds the same, doesn't she? Didn't her voice sound the same even though she lost?
Yeah, she looks great. She put in a lot of work into her body. She looks good. She looks like she feels good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So these people have been together, though, for months. What's the big deal now? Everybody knew that he was...
Because it was all rumored before. They first sparked the dating rumors back in July at the NBA Finals in Game 5, and then that was after they had been teasing that they're, like, quote-unquote hanging out, and then sources confirmed, but this is the first time that they're actually confirming it.
So what does she see in him? How did they meet? What's this? You must know the story behind the story, Jay.
I don't know how they actually met, but he's a super agent. Super big sports agent. He has LeBron James. The photo that she posted on Instagram that made them now Instagram official was one of his other clients, Anthony Davis. He and his bride got married over the weekend, so that's what that was from. They were at Robert Kraft's birthday party together in late July.
Who's Anthony Davis? And the outs, because I don't know who Anthony Davis is. Or should I not admit that I don't know who he is?
No, you're all good. He's a basketball player.
He's
on
the Lakers. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the story. Adele has got a boyfriend. Yada yada yada. Tom Cruise apparently parachuted into the arms of folks that weren't quite expecting to see him land on shooting in England, Mission Impossible 7, right?
Yeah, this was part of Mission Impossible 7. He was parachuting out of a helicopter, and Tom Cruise is famous for doing all of his own stunts,
Right.
And there was a guy hiking with a friend, and Tom Cruise parachutes right in their path.
Well, that's something.
Well,
right?
Can you imagine? Cameras around, though? Why wouldn't there have been cameras? The guy must have seen some cameras around if they're there to... You know, if he's going to land, for the movie, there's got to be cameras around to catch him. So these people didn't see the cameras?
Well, there's always different shots and different angles they have to take. Yeah. So, yeah, and after, as he was landing, more of a crowd started coming through, and the guy who was hiking in the friend said that Tom Cruise was so kind, so nice, offered to take pictures with him, looked like he was just having the best time of his life.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can tell this is a guy that loves his job. He loves his own stuff.
Yeah, right. And you know what? He also understands how he's become popular. And so because of that, he's very accessible. He's very friendly. I've heard that from any number of people. How, as you're suggesting here, he very, very much, when you see him, he would like to engage. You know, he'll have a conversation. At any rate, it's, I think it's, that's cool. And why not? They're just like all of us. We all have different ways of making a living. And in his case, he makes a living shooting movies. So, what's the big deal? He's not any better or worse off than, well, he's probably, I mean, depends on how you look
at it. He's a little better off than the rest
of us. He's Tom Cruise. He's still Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, money-wise, but what's his life like? What do you think is, you don't think there are any problems in his life he has to deal with? He has
Oh, no, I think he does have problems, yes.
Yeah. I mean, why do you say it like that?
Well, I mean, look at the, I mean, he's got a weird history with his kids. It's, you know, it's the church still. I mean, he seems very happy, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's easy to judge other people. You know, that's the problem. Everybody's
a
damn judgmental.
Yeah,
I just think I would think of him the way I just explained. The way I think about him is that he's a pleasant guy and he's got a good movie career. 28 past the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June,
right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. The vaccine is made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Since day one of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children ages 0 to 17 have died from coronavirus. A civil lawsuit filed Monday against a Texas doctor who revealed that he helped perform an abortion on a woman more than 6 weeks pregnant. That's in violation of the new heartbeat law, an attempt to save voiceless children's lives from death. Alan Braid said he carried out the abortion on September 6th on a woman who was still in her first trimester but was beyond the 6-week limit. He claims it was because of his duty to care to the patient. Braid's case could test the constitutionality of the new Texas law, which took effect September 1st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has won a minority government after a close election battle Monday. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Brandon Judd, a Border Patrol agent and president of the National Border Patrol Council, told Newsmax that the Department of Homeland Security was aware that a large caravan of illegal immigrants was on the way to the southern border back in June, but they did nothing to prepare for the surge.
Well, there's obviously theories out there. I don't have the evidence of this, but I would speculate that because DHS has been packed with very open border liberals that are political appointees, we can expect that they're going to have open border policies. And that's what we're seeing today. And that's the problem that we're dealing with. This is not an enforcement group that is at DHS right now. And if you don't have an enforcement group, you're going to have scenes like what we're seeing today. DHS knew this was coming. They were warned back on June 17th that this was going to become an issue. They were warned that they needed to build a temporary outdoor processing site similar to what we have in McAllen, Texas. And had they have done that, we wouldn't be dealing with this situation right now. And when you look at it, it's not just the Border Patrol that's dealing with this. Texas DPS outnumbers Border Patrol agents 3-1 right now, and thank goodness for them, because if they weren't there, we would have complete and total chaos.
More than 12,000 immigrants, most of them Haitians, are living in makeshift camps under the Del Rio International Bridge following days of openly crossing the river between the United States and Mexico illegally. Department of Homeland Security announced September 18th that it was sending 400 officers to the location to help maintain control. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bing, bang, boom. Here we are back again on the DJD program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, it's two J's today. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on the air with me, trying to calm down my anxiety, my frustrations, my worrying, my reach for the good, because that's what I want to do. I want to reach for the good. And all around me, all I see is piles of stuff that are not good.
We'll send you some healing crystals for those.
Yeah, please do that. Yeah. I don't know. This Gabby Patino thing, I don't really understand. Is it a boyfriend killer or not? What's the story?
He is definitely a person of interest. I don't think they full-on called him a suspect yet, but he's like the only primary person of interest.
So why? What was going on with them? Maybe we are digging into somebody's lives. None of our real business. Except it becomes
they made their lives our business. They're TikTokers. Absolutely. Yeah, they're TikTokers. They were on a van road trip. It was like van life road trip. They were documenting everything for social media. And then, what was it, a week left or days left in the trip? She disappeared. He goes back to his parents' house. He returns from their trip without her. Questions arise, and now the boyfriend is missing.
The boyfriend.
They're searching. Yeah, now they're searching to see if they can find his body. They think maybe he killed himself.
Yes, and they
meanwhile,
did find...
Oh, go ahead. Oh, no, I was just going to say, meanwhile, they found the parents seem to know something, but they won't speak. The laundry parents will not speak. And So what do they know? Why aren't they coming forward? It's just kind of messy.
Exactly. Like, your own kid is missing. Your own kid is into something. Do better. And then they did find a body in a national forest in our national park in Wyoming. Yeah. They believe it's her. They have not confirmed it for sure yet, but it's looking very likely.
And then there's these crackpots in Pennsylvania. You think there aren't outposts where there are people who are just nuts in Pennsylvania? It isn't just Mississippi, Alabama, where they do stuff like this in, excuse me, Kentucky, Tennessee. This family, there's a baby shower going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fight that broke out over the presents they were given. And all of a sudden...
As you would, you know, that's normal.
Totally. It's just baby shower games. Come on.
Yeah. Baby showers in which...
Strongman competitions to win a Bath and Body Works candle.
This is Lower Burrell, which is a small city about 30 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, up close to the border. And there were three people who were shot during a baby shower, fighting about the gifts. He wasn't.
This is where, like, jokes are created, right?
I mean, right. That's what I said about Matt, about Mississippi and Alabama and, you know, those places.
The big takeaway in this whole thing regarding baby shower gifts, buy from the registry. Only.
Right, exactly. Only from the registry.
Well, what were they fighting about? They didn't like, who didn't like what? Was the recipient the one that was shooting? Well, who? I don't like your gift. Why did you give me a gift?
I didn't even hear why it broke out. It just when I read the story and saw that. People are getting shot at a baby shower. I mean, come on. Give me a break, guys. Let's class it up.
There's not much class in that community. Maybe this is
put down the natty lights and let's just take a deep breath, relax a little bit. No more fireball. Let's just relax. It's all right.
Well, when are they drinking or smoking, I guess would be the question.
I don't know, but clearly, I mean, you have to imagine that alcohol was involved, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
It has to be. Sobriety doesn't act this way.
No.
All right, so there's a new magazine, or actually I guess you'd call this a newspaper, called Biotech Investors Journal. Have you seen this?
I haven't, but is BioNTech the same? I mean, isn't that the company that does Pfizer, right? Pfizer BioNTech?
That's Bion. Yeah, this is Bio.
B-I-O-N. Biotech.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
This is Biotech. And the headlines, I'm trying to kind of get the gist of why somebody would send this to me. It's addressed to the influencer with my address on it. So I guess I'm an influencer. The headline story, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank compares investing in medical psychedelic drugs versus cannabis. Instead, he says the growing body of clinical research suggests psychedelics could be far superior for the treatment of depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other mental illnesses. So this follows on the heel of California, right? Were we just talking about that? Wanting to legalize psychedelic drugs.
Well, some say it's supposed to help with mental illness and depression and stuff like that. I don't know how that works.
There are studies with licensed therapists doing this with patients with depression and bipolar disorder, and almost trying to what their thing is rewire the brain through psychedelics, like really low doses.
Hmm. Well, more drugs. Here's another story in this Biotech Investors Journal. Tiny biotech prime target for acquisition by big pharma. Well, that's what's going on. Anybody who start, and people who start these companies, they want to be bought out. They figure, you know, how many people do you know who have started little companies and they said, well, I'll do this for 3 or 4 years and then some big company will take notice of me and they'll buy me up. Because that's what the big companies
that's
do.
That's
always
the hope.
Biotech. Right, exactly. Starting things. I never heard of some of these people. There's a lot of, I'm looking at the biotech sector of the economy or the stock market. Here's a company called PDS Biotechnology. I don't know what they did. 454% increase in the value of the stock in 144 days. They're acquisition targets. And people, you know, there's a whisper from the fellow who owns it to some of his friends. And I'll buy some of the stock of my company because it'll go bananas. Here's a company called Cassavara Sciences. I don't even know what they did. In 30 days, the value of the stock went up 1,185% based on rumors. Wow. Yeah, exactly. So, what, you know, this is a drug economy. We're a drug country. Yeah, that's why I did what I did earlier on. I was talking about pharmacies, F-A-R-M, not P-H-A-R-M. But the most of the biotech billionaires, and that's what they are. There are more biotech, you know, we all think of technology and what's come out of technology and how those guys have all been the billionaires. But on the list of 729 billionaires in America, more of them have made their money from being in medical pharmacology than anything else. And you don't think that that's controlling? This newspaper is full of
big
ads.
Money and sick people, that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you get a lot of conspiracy theorists who say that there are cures for certain diseases, but it's more worth their money if they keep people sick.
Here's an article.
That's true.
Magic mushrooms, ecstasy, and LSD are safer than tobacco and alcohol. We buying into that. Researchers led by a Professor David Nutt, former chief drug advisor to the British government.
I'm sorry, I'd have a hard time taking
David
advice from Nutt. Dr. Nutt.
Right?
Anyway.
You might have to change your name.
They did a survey of the safest drugs with a lot of scientists and doctors in England. And the psychedelic rank among the top five safest drugs, let's see here. Alcohol causes, they rate it on harm caused to users and harm caused to others. Alcohol is the most harmful. I don't know, do you consider alcohol a drug? I guess I might because of what it does.
Yeah,
do to
I
my,
think so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All right. So alcohol by far and away has the most negative impact on users and victims. Heroin is number two, crack cocaine is three, meth is four, tobacco is five, cannabis is six, I can't even pronounce some of these other things, ketamine, what's ketamine do? I've heard of it before, but I don't
Isn't
know
that
what it
is. Is that the date rape drug? No.
Yeah, I think you may
Let's
be right on that.
See.
Butane, anabolic steroids, ecstasy, LSD, all of the things that they're promoting here are on the low end of the unsafe drug department. In other words, what they're maintaining here is that psychedelic drugs like mushrooms and LSD and ecstasy are found to pose virtually zero risk to others.
Ketamine, just to figure, just is a basically puts you out. It can, it like sedates you. Puts you into a state of sedation, pain relief, amnesia, trance-like state is how it's described on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. There was an article in here, a huge market for breakthrough drugs, explosive profit potential. Yeah, we know that. The drug culture, look at the television. Every single commercial, no matter what the show, no matter what the network, if it's a commercial network, you're going to see a spot in every break for some kind of drug. And there's some drugs, you know, that become household names. That's why
yeah.
when I was told I should take Eliquis to thin my blood after the spell last year, and I objected to it because of the ads that I've seen, much as anything else. Psychotropic drugs have dangerous side effects. Antidepressants. And this lists a bunch of them, as you see on TV, cause nausea, vomiting, weight gain, diarrhea, sex problems, suicidal thoughts. So how do these get approval?
You know, it's really interesting. Well, I don't know. I had a horrible experience with Paxil.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty terrible. But I don't know. I wonder how they determine who is how these drugs become most dangerous. Because truly, everybody is so personal that there are drugs that I can take with no problem that you're going to have a problem with, that Jay will be like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And then there's certain, and as far as like the addictive substances and stuff, there are plenty of people who can drink a glass of wine every week and not put people's lives at risk or really damage their own health. And yet right. there are other people who can't handle doing that because they drink excessively, they get into a car, they hurt other people. There are people who can, like you know, who can smoke marijuana, but then there are other people who sit on the couch all day doing it and can't be productive. So,
nothing. Yeah.
It's really, I mean, it really is hard to say which ones are more damaging because I think it's whatever your tolerance is for certain things or how you respond personally. It's really, it is so, so personal.
And also what your body needs. Look at, what is it, the ADHD medicine. Why am I blanking on what it is? People who have ADHD who take it,
Adderall?
It helps them to focus. Adderall, that's it. It helps them to focus. People who do not have ADHD who take it, it makes them high.
Right.
Blue Cross Blue Shield examining major depression in the U.S. since COVID and the drugs that have been recommended. There's a certain kind of drug that has gone through the roof in terms of its use and being prescribed by doctors. This was a drug that was specifically aimed at anxiety and depression caused by COVID-19. Just that one thing alone. Can
what
you imagine?
What drug is that?
One drug? Let's see here. I'm trying to pronounce it or learn how to pronounce it as we're talking here. I'm looking at, let's see here. Dr. Roy Perlis, professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, says this is a way to overcome the mental health problems created by COVID. And I don't know. I can't. I'll try to pronounce it while we have a commercial. Hold on. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, the drug that I'm talking about is spelled P-S-I-L-O-C-Y-B-I-N. It's an antidepressant. Would you say psilocybin? Is that what, how you, would you pronounce
good.
It?
That sounds good.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
That's the antidepressant that people are using in these clinical studies to ease major depression caused by COVID. Unbelievable. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, time for our weekly visit here on How to Heaven with the Money Pit magnate, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and also, in I think no small way, the engineer behind podcasts at MoneyPit.com and the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. So we invite Tom to come in, answer questions from our listeners. Here's Mike, who says he built a deck last summer, now wants to stain it. Why didn't he do it last year would have been my question, but that's just
enjoying
me.
It.
Yeah,
enjoying
right. Okay, so what's his problem?
Well, he says that he's got some boards that are cracked.
Yeah, because he didn't stain it last year. Yeah.
Well, it was intense. Yeah. He's worried about how does he match the colors. So, first of all, whenever you have a deck board that's split or cracked, there's a really easy fix, Doug, and that is to pry that cracked deck board up, turn it over, and put it back down again, because the underside of those deck boards is always in perfect condition.
Yes.
So, quick fix there. Now, in terms of the staining, I would stain it with whatever material you used for the rest of the deck, with the understanding that you know there's going to be some color difference maybe for a part of the first year, but I've found that it fades in pretty evenly after exposure to the weather.
Really? Okay.
So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
All right. No worries there. All right. So that's a simple fix. Speaking of things that are simple, here's a simple way for you to win $2,500 now that Bob Vila and you, Tommy, have entered into another agreement to give away more stuff.
That's right. Yeah, you can enter the Bob Vila $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway with us, the Money Pit Podcast. So if you want to renew your house and want to renew your decor for fall, we're giving away $500 Amazon gift cards, so you can enter at bobvila.com.
All right, there you go. I see the podcast has a focus on reducing heating costs.
Yeah.
You have to, especially if you're a renter. How often isn't, I thought most apartments, I have an apartment here that I rent out, and it's inclusive. heat, light, all that stuff. You just pay one monthly.
Yeah, it is for a good chunk of renters out there, but there are renters that have to pay for their own heat, Doug. And the problem is that if you're paying for your own heat, most of the time the improvements that you would do to reduce that are ones that would be done to the building, which of course you don't own, and you know, and is going to be really expensive and doesn't make any sense at all. Plus your landlord will be upset if you start, you know, tearing walls open and adding more insulation. But what, you know, some things you can do, for example, a really easy thing to do if you're going to be in this place for a while is to switch out the thermostat from the standard thermostat to one that is Wi-Fi enabled, that has a sensor for proximity, an activity sensor. So, for example, in my home, I have two of the Nest thermostats, and when we're away and there's no movement in the house, the thermostat automatically resets down to, you know, what they call a vacation mode, or an eco mode, and then it doesn't heat or cool at the same level. You choose all these levels in advance, so that's an easy fix. The other thing is, moving into the winter, you know, drapes and blinds actually do make you feel a lot more comfortable if you have some cold windows in your home. The blinds themselves, if you use the cellular blinds, the ones that kind of look like a honeycomb,
right?
They act as a barrier and interrupt that convective loop where you have warm air that strikes the glass and then chills and falls, and that creates what we perceive as a draft. You know, it's moving that convective air in a convective loop around your house. But if you just put a cellular blind up, which are not very expensive, that stops that. Or if you prefer, you can put up some heavy curtains. So that we outline all the things that you can do as a
renter. Do.
Like that.
Right.
It costs very little and will leave you feeling a lot more comfortable.
Speaking of nests, on the farm over the weekend, we ran into two or three huge yellow jacket nests.
Yeah.
Settling in between the boards, and siding and that kind of stuff. So I went out and I bought four or five different types of spray to see if we could get rid of them.
Yep.
And do you know that there was only one of the four that I bought that was effective?
Really?
The rest of them were all, they didn't do anything. Useless.
About that. Yeah. Yeah, I found that most of the sprays I've purchased over the years, and I can't recall the brands right now, but that they're pretty effective as long as they've got a pretty long and strong spray. The key there, of course, is to wait until the evening when they're very, very cool and calm. You don't want to do them in the heat of the day when they're swarming around.
No, because they'll aim for you.
They will.
Much as anything else. All right, here's another question from Celeste. Got a 20-year-old house, plastic water pipe, enters the house, is leaking. What does she do?
You know, rather than contact the plumber, there is an epoxy that you can use where you have a thread that leaks like that. Say you have a plastic-to-metal connection. It's JB Weld for plastic.
Yeah.
Two-part epoxy. You mix it up, press it around that seam. I did that to fix a radiator once, Doug. It's probably been there for 20 years. It worked great.
Yeah. JB Weld stuff, I use it all the time on the farm, all over the place. Doesn't kill hornets and wasps, but it does a good thing. It plugs up leaks like that. Tommy Decay from the Money Pit at 59 pounds.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.